Lo ta'asuniti, the Ribono Shel Olam tells us that we are not allowed to construct things that are servants, shamashim, of the Ribono Shel Olam. Lo ta'asuniti, don't create, don't construct shamashim shebemarom, which means the upper and the lower heavenly beings, whether that be the angels, the seraphim, the ofanim, the chayot, the kodesh, we're not allowed to create images of them, or it would be the sun, the moon, and the mazalot, we're not allowed to create images of any of them. Ribono Shel Olam prohibits it on the level of De'oraita. Not only that, we can't create the other servants of the Ribono Shel Olam, even things that are on this world, such as human beings, such as the Beit HaMikdash and its Kelim. There are a lot of details about these halachot which we've been trying to build up to over the past few weeks, given, notwithstanding injury and illness, but Baruch Hashem, we're trying. So, a lot of these things are important to clarify, because nowadays, since we're not really working on, our Avodah Zarah, we just collect items, or we construct things, or we draw things. It's important to know what's Asur min HaTorah, what's Asur min Rabbanan, and what's Mutar. It's also important to realize that the entire spectrum exists. There are some things that you might be doing, that we might be doing, that are Asur min HaTorah. It's important to keep in mind, so that we can clarify what they are, and to grow. So now, not only are we people who have to be concerned about these things, the Mishnah tells us, and the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, that Rabban Gamliel had, for the purpose of checking the Edim who came to testify about what when they saw the moon for the Kiddush HaChodesh, Rabban Gamliel had these images of the moon on the wall in his attic. And he would bring the Hediyotot people who weren't familiar with the details of the moon and show them, is this what you saw? Is that what you saw? Or is that what you saw? To see what level of the moon did they see, to make sure that they're actually testifying that they saw a new moon. So the Gemara says, how is it possible? Lota suniti, you're not allowed to own, not allowed to create at least, you're not allowed to create images of the moon. How is it possible, says the Gemara, that Rabban Gamliel could violate this Yisur De'oraita? The Gemara presents three answers. Not all of them are accepted the halakha, according to everybody, and there's a lot to clarify when it comes to each answer. So answer number one, the Gemara tells us, is that Acherim Asulo. Rabban Gamliel did not construct these images, he kept these images. The Torah says, Lo ta'asun iti. If you don't make it, the Gemara says, it's okay to keep it as long as somebody else gave it to you. Now that creates two problems. Number one, can you ask somebody else to do an avira for you? So it depends. Is it asur for a goy to make it also or not? If it's not asur for a goy, okay, maybe Tosfot says mitzvah shani, there's the tzorach mitzvah, it's okay. But if it is asur for a goy to make it for you, then you have to figure out, okay, the Rosh and others say he bought it ready-made. He walked into the Amazing Savings, he found these pictures of the moon, and he put them up on the wall and said, oh perfect, we'll use this for our purposes. It's extremely dochak, but that's what you have to say. Fine. Now what about the other issue this raises? The Gemara says, so what, you didn't make it? There's another problem, says the Gemara, chashad, that when a person owns something that is protruding, something that is three-dimensional, the Gemara says that we have a concern that people who see you owning this will think that you are Obed Avodah Zarah on these items. Not on any item, not on a book, not on a cup, but on an image. An image of something, such as a celestial body, such as a being, an entity. The Gemara says we're concerned for chashad, and it, so much so that when Rabbi Yehuda winded up owning a small item, an object, a figurine, Shmuel told him to blind it to make sure that nobody should think that he worships it. The Gemara says that, is that really true? You have to blind the item? Look, there was an andarti. An andarti is a figure of a human being. In the Beit Knesset in Shafiyat, even in Harda and Babel, probably modern day Baghdad. So the Gemara says, Rabim is different. We don't have a concern of people worshipping Avodah Zarah on figurines when it's Birabim. So a Beit Knesset is okay. The Beit Knesset of Shafi Yativ is not such a problem. So the Gemara says, well, Rabban Gamliel is an individual. Yeah, the Gemara says, but Rabban Gamliel is the Nasi. So the Nasi is basically exempt from he's considered a Rabim, and therefore he can own a three-dimensional figurine and it's not a problem of Chashad. That's answer number one in the Gemara. Answer number two in the Gemara is Shel Perakim. It was made of many parts, which the Rishonim debate. Does that mean he made it himself of many parts, or he bought it of many parts? Is it building on the previous answer, or is it a separate answer? And the Minchah Chinuch and other Ritva says to be Machmir, Fine. Finally, the last answer of the Gemara. The last answer of the Gemara is that it was lehavinul harot. It was lehit lamed. It was for educational, instructional purposes. It wasn't for fun. It wasn't for money. It was for me to know, or for me to explain to other people, what did they see? Ask them what they saw. When it's for instructional purposes, then that's okay. The third answer of the Gemara is the only answer quoted by the Riv, whereas the Rosh fills in all the other answers, and the Pashtut of almost all the other Rishonim is that all three answers are accepted. It's a tremendous nafkamina. The Riff says the only reason, only excuse you can have to create such an image of the sun, the moon, the stars, and other things is if it is for educational, instructional purposes. The Rambam is even more perplexing. He leaves out all the answers. The Ran thinks, yeah, but he means like the last one. And the Mincha Chinuch says, yeah, he means all three of them. Okay, Maran says he doesn't know. So the Halakha though follows the Riff. That we find the Shulchan Aruch holds, as explicitly says, we only when it's for instructional purposes when may one construct these images. And then the Rama says the other ones. But even if you want to accept the other ones, the interest, the execution of these leniencies to rely on the first one of other people making it so I can keep it when it's in a makom of rabin, when it's a three-dimensional object, relying on the three-dimensional object to be a makom rabin. The Rabbeinu Yerucham says it's mechoar. It's not right. You should stay away. And that's what everybody basically agrees upon. Whether it be Maran and others, everyone basically says it's mechoar. Chatam sofer fitchei tshuva lo mishaneh. Everybody basically accepts that part, that we try to stay away. Now, there are important distinctions to clarify. What does Lehavinu Horot mean? We'll just clarify this one. We'll pause for today, Bezat Hashem. Lehavinu Horot, to instructional purposes, does not mean the Chatam Sofer was asked by a guy in trade school. He was learning to become a sculptor. So to become a sculptor, you have to create three-dimensional images, isn't that? So I'm learning how to do it. Chatam Sofer, is it okay for me to learn how to make a three-dimensional images for my parnasai? He's like, no! That's lilmod la'asot. You're not allowed to make it. You're supposed to learn to identify. To understand, not to learn to make more. So the Chatam Sofer says, for that guy's parnasah, somebody else should finish the job every time. But obviously, it's not so l'chatechila. We'll end with this point, and the Menuzashim will discuss more practically what happens when it comes to the sun, moon, and the stars next time. Practically speaking, we'll get to, but for now, we'll end. The Gemara says that they had an andarti, they had a three-dimensional figure of a human being in the Beit Knesset of Shafi Yativ. So the Gemara tells us, Rashi quotes a very interesting midrash. What is this Beit Knesset of Shafi Yativ? The Gemara actually quotes how they brought stones. Minutes ago, they brought stones from the Beit HaMikdash, from Bavel with them, all the way there, and they built the Beit Knesset out of those stones. It's quite peculiar how the Gemara was written in 6th century, 7th century. Only a few centuries later, in the 9th century, there was an Arab historian. Rabbi Wikipedia says there was an Arab historian only a few centuries later who was traveling around, and he made his way to Esfahan, which is a city in Iran, probably the oldest city of the Jewish civilization in Iran, 2,500 years old, from Zman Churban Bayit Rishon. And so peculiar how he says his own version of the story, how the Jews, when they left Eretz Yisrael, they brought with them the stones and the water of Yerushalayim, Yerakodesh, and they didn't stop until they found a place where the stones and the water matched those of Yerushalayim, and that's where they settled, and that's the city of Yehudaya, which is modern-day Isfahan. It's mind-boggling to think. It's probably not true, because that's Iraq, Naharda, and this is Isfahan. And somehow they got conflated along the way. But to find some sort of nice Purim, first of all, connection in Paras, but to find some sort of connection between the two of how there probably were more than one community of Jews who were looking for a place like Yerushalayim. Anyway, but the Gemara is talking about Shafi Yativ, and we have Baruch Hashem, a Jewish civilization that's very connected to that concept of Chivat Zion, of looking forward to being back in Yerushalayim, Yerakodesh, Yerav Yamenu, Ezad Hashem.